Welcome back to the College Station Cougar pregame show, chatting with head coach Steve Huff, and we go back to last week, a big game against a team that was going to present an offensive challenge. You know, in terms of the offense, they ran the split back veer, but College Station, very few problems, or so it seemed on the surface, with a 45-0 win over the Terry Rangers. And coach, just your evaluation of your football team after week one.
I think it was very, very important to get out early. We kind of talked about it last week, getting out and trying to get a lead. Last year we got behind early, and their ability to run the veer and keep the ball on the ground and keep it away from you and eat the time off the clock is a concern. So I think this past week we were able to get that lead early and take them a little bit out of their comfort zone a little bit, and have to press a little bit on offense. Anytime you can do that to a veer team, I think there's an opportunity to be successful. But, you know, I think our defense played well, and getting the takeaways really helped also. Getting that stop on the one-yard line, turning it over, and giving us a short field a couple of times. But that's just things we didn't do last year and weren't able to manage the game very well, and they made us very uncomfortable last year. So, again, very, very proud of the way the defense played.
Six plays, 24 points. Have you seen output like that recently out of this team or even in your career?
Not very seldom. I think it's one, it's a couple of quick scores in there, quick hitters. Again, the defense giving us a short field and then trying to do some things that happened very quick. You know, Chris Monroe got up the middle a couple of times quick, and I thought Reese did a good job handling those situations, being in that short field, because it's one thing getting the ball in the short field and it's another thing finishing it. And so we talk a lot about that, and I think, fortunately that night we were able to finish those off.
Now, as far as your offense goes, you had almost an entirely new cast on the offensive line, Reese Easterling as the signal caller, Chris Monroe in the backfield. Your evaluation of how all of those new faces did?
I think as a total, we definitely had some hiccups. So now you go back and grade video and you see things. We do have a couple of young linemen that are young by experience, maybe not by age, but by experience. But again, hopefully, we're 4 years into this now, and you develop kids at the lower level to where they're ready to play when their number's called. And I think that's where these kids are at. You get a group of kids, and sometimes you look up and you say, well, we lost all five linemen. Well, those five linemen last year were probably playing JV if things are working right. And so a lot of these kids got a lot of reps together last year and, kind of gelled and come together. And we're still trying to fit those pieces together. We have a couple more weeks, obviously, before the district starts. But, again, I think the way the kids and the rhythm they play with the other night was very good, because I think, sometimes you get in games and you have little hiccups here and there, and the rhythm gets bad in a ball game quick. They did a good job staying on task the other night and keeping the rhythm like it should be.
In terms of the rhythm, I mean, you get the stop earlier, you get the blocked punt, and then you have the deep stop at the one-yard line. Do you feel like this defense has progressed as you wanted it to?
Yeah, I think the one thing, yes, to answer that question, yes, I do think they progressed like we want them to. And I think we're still a ways from where we want to be. Again, and that's not just coach talk. I think you're early in the year, and we're glad we played strong on defense. We know we definitely have a ways to go. But, looking at the way that, we were last year at times, and then, it's easy to go back and look at the end of last year. We lose two or three. In that huddle game, we lost both our safeties back three plays apart from each other last year and put us in a very, very tough situation. So it's easy to point fingers and blame, this happened. But at the same time, I think we knew we had a group of kids with a lot of experience coming back. I lost some good kids, don't get me wrong, but with that group coming back and the way they work in the offseason, you hope that their time spent pays off. And, the other night, I think maybe we just saw a glimpse of what they're capable of doing.
In terms of your special teams, you had Joe Sellers who came in and did a great job kicking off, but then you kind of mixed him and Ryan Bowersox doing extra points kicking off. I mean, what's your thinking there?
Right now, again, early in the year, trying to look at both those young men. Ryan was an all-district kicker last year and did a great job for us on kickoffs and on PATs and field goals. Joe, this is his first year out for football, and he's come out as a very strong leg. So we're seeing where they both fit best. It may be a situation, kickoff-wise, Right now, Joe's probably a little bit stronger as far as the deep ball. Ryan is a great placement kicker for us on kickoffs if we need to place the ball around somewhere. And Ryan is also very accurate, you know, maybe closer up on field goals, PATs, but don't get me wrong, has a strong leg. Same time, you know, I think that's coming around for Joe. It's new for him. And so the competition's great. And both those kids, you know, are soccer players and have done a lot of kicking in their life. So it's neat to see that competition taking place. And we butt up against each other a lot in practice and see how they do against each other.
Coach, the Waco Lions tonight, they got a big win over Harker Heights last week. I mean, your feel on this team going in?
Well, I think number one thing is confidence. You know, that there's no way that could hurt your confidence to come out and win a ball game in the last minute the way they did. And they converted a big 4th-and-20. You know, they were sitting in a situation where it was pretty dire. And then they complete a 4th-and-20 pass and then go down and score and finish the game off and win it. So confidence definitely has to be high on their side. You know, they were a younger team last year. I know they went through some injury problems as the year went along. But right now, I see a lot of the same numbers on the field now that I saw last year when we watched video on them. So those kids have grown up a year. They're a year older, a year stronger, a year faster, a year bigger. And so, you know, very, very talented football team. And they do some very, very good stuff on offense, and they fly the ball on defense. So, you know, definitely not that they wouldn't have our eye open. That's not, you know, our eyes are wide open because these guys, they can run.
Now, defensively for the Cougars, coming off a big game against Terry, the shutout win, what can you expect from Waco?
I think one thing Waco will do offensively, their quarterback is kind of a veteran quarterback. He's been doing it for 3 years now. They spread it out on offense, and they kind of let him peek and poke the passing game, and then he'll pull the ball down and run it. He's dangerous at any time. They do a lot of same type stuff we do as far as read game and stuff. They run their quarterback a lot more than we will because he is a very great athlete. And they've got the kids on the perimeter that run too. But one thing about them is they're big up front, offensive line big, and they get big old line splits up front, and they're going to make you play the field. So you have to be very disciplined again, but you also have to fly the ball against these guys. You know, defensively, they're big up front. A lot of the same numbers out there last year. They've got Division I corner. I'm not sure if he's committed yet, but he's recruited by about everybody. He's a big-time player, and they'll man up on the outsides, mug up on your receivers and make it tough on them. So it's a matter of us. We got to execute. We got to get a body on a body with these guys because if you don't, they're just too fast. They'll go around your people and make plays quick. So, you know, we worked heavy this week on discipline and getting where we need to be.
You mentioned that about the peek and poke aspect of the quarterback. In terms of your defense and your front seven especially, is this a game where discipline comes into play tremendously?
I think it definitely does as far as not overrunning plays. A little different than last week. Last week was all assignment ball. This week it's more of being where you're supposed to be, not overrunning plays. Because if you overrun this quarterback, he'll cut back and they'll be out and hit the running back a little too. They'll cut back and be out the back door and gone. Much like the Terry kids, you know, the same thing. They'll make a cut on you and make you foolish. But they're doing it with a spread field. So the holes are a lot bigger to start with. They'll make you play sideline to sideline. So, you know, definitely it's big for our kids to be on task. But the one thing that is not to get out of your lanes. When you're pursuing a play, you've got to stay in your lane. You get out in front of them and leave a cutback lane, or somebody makes him cut back to you and you're not there, you've overran the play. It's a big play.
Philosophically, getting back to the team, is there anything about this team that has impressed you even after one game?
Well, you know, right now I think what is nice to see about our kids is this. They seem to like each other. And I say seem to like each other. You know, kids are young and you know, you can put on a lot of fronts and stuff like that. But I think they truly, genuinely like each other around the field house, you know, at practice. It's like any other team. But I think with the situation that happened in the scrimmage 2 weeks ago, and I think it brought these kids a lot closer together. I think you don't take things for granted anymore. And so it's been nice to see them come together. talk to each other, talk football away from here. I've heard people tell me about how the kids are away from the field house now, and it's nice to hear. So, I think that's one thing you look at it and growing up. It's nice to see kids grow up. It's fun. I've been doing this a long time, but I never do get tired of seeing a kid become a senior or a junior from a sophomore or whatever it might be, and that maturity level changing. It's a lot of fun.
And then obviously on the road this week, but last week the home crowd, a great turnout for in a community where you now have four high schools competing for community attention. That was a good crowd. Were you impressed? Was the team impressed with the turnout?
I don't see how you couldn't be. I guess I don't pay a lot of attention when we first walk out, and then anymore I've gotten where I'll take a glance before the game starts just to kind of look and take advantage of the opportunity to see. And I was overwhelmed the other night. I knew that we were sending people from our side, home stands, over to the Terry side to sit. That's awesome. It's not awesome to go sit on Terry's side when you're at home, but at the same time have full stands, know the kids love it. What probably most amazing of that is of the four teams that are here in town in this area, in our area, three of them played at home the other night. So we had a crowd like that with that much ball going on in our area the other night. So it speaks volumes of the people that follow our school and our kids. And so, it was very nice.
Fair to say College Station loves the Cougars. And, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best tonight against the Waco Lions on the road.
Appreciate that.
All right, Head Coach Steve Huff, when we come back, more of the College Station Cougar pregame show here on Peace 107.